Yeah, and then the thing was, it was, you know, and fit lads as well. It was amazing the level of fitness that you played your club rugby, and then you went to play South West, and also that pace just stepped up again.
I was going to ask you about that. I didn't ask you because, after all, a few months before you played your first game in the Divisional Championship, you just played against England and Ireland.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, and was it a step up? Then I thought, well, hang on a minute.
But it was.
But it was from, I mean, from week to week, it was a big step up, wasn't it? It must have been.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was. It was, you know, you're there, and having come from junior rugby at Lydney and what have you, when you kick the ball into touch, you can stand there and walk around a bit and get your breath back and everything else. You can come up to Gloucester. And then it was the physical presence at Gloucester, you know, of the players. It was a little bit bigger, and the impacts and the pace of the game, you know, and people's speed and angles, it all stepped up a bit. And then obviously as you went up to the South West, you just didn't seem to stop. You know, as soon as the ball came out, somebody was bringing the ball back into play.
And you were there.
And you were there again, and you were on the go again.
Mm.
And that's where it then installed in you that, hey, if you want to play this level, you've got to be very fit. You know, you've got to train very hard. You've got to be very fit. And to a certain degree, you know, a lot of the time when we played at Gloucester and what have you, we always had a little niggling injury. You know, the old physiotherapist, you know, Roger Ralston, Chris Stevenson, that was here at the time. So, you know, the players were forever on their benches, you know, having cortisones in the knees, or you know, strapping on the legs, or acupuncture, and all sorts. You know, there's a few of us that just lived on the bit. And you know, a lot of the time you went out onto that pitch and you were only 80% fit. You know, you were never quite 100%, but you were able to get through the game and play. You know, once you started stepping up to the South West, if you weren't fit, you physically couldn't. You had to make sure you were fit for those games. You know, you'd be found wanting if you weren't on the top of your game. And again, you know, I can only assume from South West, if you'd taken that step again, it'd have been another step again. But
so you played through that season. When were you injured? When did you actually get the
It was in March. It was the end of the season. It was March, I think, is it 22nd, 23rd, 21st, something like that, the end of March, playing against Sale. And we were out here, and it was a kick over Paul Orford's head, and I'd come across on the blind side, covering, caught the ball about a yard from the sideline, out here in front of the shed, in front of the main stand it was. And if I'd taken one step forward, I'd stepped into touch, and the ball would have gone out. But I took the ball, and I come off my right leg, and tried to push, you know, force myself up the touch line, and the winger had come down and caught me on the shoulders, around the back or something, and where my leg was locked, the momentum of him having chased the kick and tackling me, I just twisted on my knee. So where my knee was locked, it just sort of twisted. So, you know, I went down in a big heap. It was Chris Stevenson, was the physio there, come across and said, "Hey, right, you know, you're gonna have to come off." And I remember sitting in the old physio room downstairs, sat there, my knee throbbing, feeling sick, thinking, this don't feel too good. You know, tweak me in the ankles and then tweak me knees, you know, a couple of times. And you know, at that point, I think we ended up losing that game to Sale in the end. We weren't losing when I was on the field. It was no, it was going to happen anyway. But no, in the end, we lost that game to Sale. But it was just one of those. It was just one of those things. You know, it's just unfortunate and lucky.
Ifs and buts.
You know, I got caught.
Yeah.
You know, and if I just taken a step into touch, I'd be in the end of that, and I'd still be on the field, and things may well. But hey, it saved me a few headache decisions, you know, the following year, because the following year after that, it all went professional.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I'd have had about was that 95, so I'd have had about 7 years in the police at that point. Yeah. And you know, a lot of the lads I used to play British police with. Dorian West was another one there who went on to be like, they all took sabbaticals. They all took 5 years out of the police and carried on with their, you know, their rugby. Made good careers out of their rugby. Dean Richards and all these people. And by the time I come back after my injury, you know, it was the 97 season sort of thing. You're there thinking, right, if my knee, you know, and I had a contract there, sat there waiting for me. And you're looking at your contract thinking, right, if I sign the contract and I come out the police and I get injured, my knee goes again, I won't have a career behind me. You know, I haven't made it anywhere enough to do anything within rugby much. So you think, well, I'll try and juggle the two. I'll try and juggle my career as a policeman and play some rugby. And at the time, Tim Smith, Bruce Fenley, Chris Raymond, Paul Hawford, all moved from Gloucester and went to Worcester.
And so did you.
And so did I. You know, on the back of those guys, you know, they went up there. And they went up there as like sort of full-time professionals or semi-professionals. Paul Orford still did his bricky and what have you, and had a contract up there. And there was an opportunity for me to go up there. Although, as a policeman, I couldn't sign a contract. I have a gentleman's agreement that, hey, as best I can, I will make every training session and match. And with the flexibility that I've always had within the police, Les Cusworth, who was up there at the time, agreed it. And, so... Paul Orford, Bruce and all that, Tim Smith sort of dragged me up there. Said, if you're not going to make it down to Gloucester, coming back. And the hard thing was, I remember having just come back from the injury, and I remember then we were training in the gym down at Chapel Lane in Coney Hill, the old church, Chapel Rock, I think they called it.
Yeah.
It was the old church there that they converted into a gym. And I was ambling down there, and we get there before I went to work in the morning, so you're ambling about 7 o'clock. And you had Andy Hazel was there, Phil Vickery, Trevor Woodman, and there was those three and somebody else. That was our little slot. You're all given slots of times to come down and train. Mm-hmm. And you were training with these young lads there. You're doing your weights and bits and bobs. And then they were going to come back up to the club where they then have their breakfast and, their powder drinks and all these bloody shake things that they add and what have you. I'm sat there thinking, well, I'm never going to go back to work, put my uniform on and go out for a walk, have a cup of coffee with the old lady at the local community centre and a biscuit, and then my shift would be, I'd be on my bike cycling around Prior's Park all day, trying to snatch some lunch at some point, where these guys would then come back up here, do a bit of a skill session, then they'd stop for lunch, then in the afternoon they might rest, because you let the body repair, and then in the evening we'd have like a club training session. And I'm thinking, I'm going to be on the go working all day, and at the end of all that, not really having it properly, I'm then going to come to my club training session, where eventually by the 8:30 I'll be eating with everybody else in the club. We're dying all them and then done the food for us at the end. And thinking, I can't compete with these lads, at their level, that they're now starting to go another level again. Yeah. And trying to hold down a job at the same time.
Mm.
You were struggling. So that's why we thought, right, we'll try Worcester, see how my knee holds out. And if it holds out and I can come back, well and good.